Here's a thought I'll title, Sometimes I Miss My View Camera. I suspect a lot of you listening to this have never used a view camera. It's sort of a relic of the past, particularly here in the digital age. But even in the 35mm age, there weren't a lot of people who were using view cameras because they're old, they're big, they're clunky, and no doubt cumbersome. But they made those wonderfully large negatives. And even though my view camera only gave me 2.25, 3.25 negatives, they were bigger than 35mm and allowed me to make the size prints I wanted to make. But that wasn't the main reason for having a view camera. Looking back from the perspective of all these decades later, I thought the reason I wanted a view camera was for tilts and swings and the ability to pull planes into focus other than the ones that were parallel to the film. And that's probably the main reason most people use a view camera. But in retrospect, there are other factors that, like I say, sometimes I miss now that I'm no longer using a view camera. First and foremost is my pace was a lot slower, which fostered a special moment with each and every exposure. View cameras take time. In the first place, you have to use a tripod with a view camera. So you have to stop and set the tripod up. Then you have to put the camera on top of the tripod, pull out the bellows, mount the lens, grab the focusing cloth, and proceed with what is essentially a pretty lengthy process that doesn't seem at all like today's burst mode with a digital camera. Sometimes I chuckle at the fact that they talk about these cameras that can do 60 frames a second. With my view camera, I did one frame every 60 minutes. I think that slow pace was a very positive thing in my youth, and probably would be a positive thing now if I were to pick up a view camera. More about that in just a minute. Each time I clicked the shutter with a view camera was a special moment. I would often set the camera up and wait with the cable release in my hands for exactly the right moment. Maybe it was the wind, maybe it was the sun, maybe it was a shadow, maybe it was my state of mind. But I would only click the shutter when everything came together. There was less luck involved, maybe with the weather, yes. But with the instant of exposure, that was purposeful. That was timed by me, often after waiting for 20 minutes to push the plunger on that cable release. The other thing I miss about the view camera is the isolation that was generated by the dark cloth. With a view camera, you're focusing on a piece of ground glass that's not very bright. In fact, it's pretty dull and dark. And the only way to really see what's being focused on the ground glass to get your focus correct, as far as that goes, the framing, is you have to pull a dark cloth over your head so that you're in this little cocoon that isolates you from the light of the day to the point where you can now see what's on the ground glass. But that isolation also reduces the hubbub of the world to just me and the image. That, too, fosters a kind of special moment with each image, and maybe that's why with each exposure, we really hoped that we were getting something that was going to work, that we were going to make a great print with, because we were so invested in it. I don't have that same kind of investment with the digital files I'm creating now by the hundreds or sometimes by the thousands. There are times when I miss my view camera. But then it occurs to me, I can still use my digital camera on a tripod. I can still pull a dark cloth over my head so that I can see in isolation what the LCD screen on the back of my digital camera shows me for framing and composition, as well as setting all the camera controls like aperture and shutter speed. I can do that. Maybe I should do that. If that sense of isolation and the special moment is what I'm really missing in my view camera, I don't have to miss it at all, because I could treat my digital camera like a view camera, which actually is what I did with my very first digital camera. My habits were so ingrained, I didn't know any other way to use a camera other than the way I had learned with a view camera. Slow, methodic, tripod, dark cloth, isolation. It might feel silly to do that with today's highly technical computerized digital cameras. On the other hand, it's not about the camera. It's about me and the experience I'm wanting to have and the sensitivity toward the subject and the moment that I'm trying to nourish.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.